I can't think that. I know it too. I believe they call that the fella.
Uh-huh.
Fella, I think.
What about the...
The round that the spokes fit into.
That's the whole wheel.
Yeah, around the fella. Fella of the wheel.
Uh-huh.
The spokes fit into it from the hub to the fella.
Mm-hmm. What about the metal part that goes over the fella?
Boy, I've seen them put on there many a time too.
Do you ever hear of the rim or the tire?
The rim?
Uh-huh.
Rim of a car, you say?
No, rim or tire of a wagon wheel.
Oh. Tire is that metal thing, I guess. It goes on, you put it on there. They used to screw them down on a thing like that, the wheel, and get that tire red hot and put it with tongs and put it down on that fella of the wheel, then pour water on it and it would shrink. And that's the way they'd put them on.
Now if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
Tongue of a wagon.
What about with the buggy?
Shafts.
And the thing that the traces come back and hook onto, if you have a horse and a wagon.
Single tree.
What if you have two horses?
Double tree.
Okay. And something that children play on, they take a board and go up and down?
Seesaw.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
Any other name for seesaw?
No, not that I know.
What about taking a board and fixing it in the middle and then spin around?
I don't know what you would call that.
Did you ever hear of a flying jenny or a ridey horse or whirligig?
No.
And you could take a board and fix it down at both ends. The children would jump up and down in the middle.
I don't know what you would call that.
Did you ever hear of a joggling board or bouncing board?
No.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
Oh. A swing.
Uh-huh. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say, that dress is very...
very... very becoming, I guess.
Uh-huh. What some other words you could use?
Very nice.
Uh-huh.
Very pretty.
Or if it's very, very pretty, she'd say it was a what?
Beautiful.
Huh?
Beautiful, I guess.
Uh-huh. And what would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Kimono, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A smock.
What about something that would tie around the waist and...
Oh, apron. Uh-huh. An apron, yeah.
Does your wife have a kimono?
She wears a dress most of the time.
Uh-huh. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
fountain pen.
Huh?
Fountain pen.
Uh-huh. And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
well, beef?